听力课堂，听 class.com。
Good morning, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I have a room booked with you for 3 days starting today. Name of Wang, W-A-N-G.
Thank you, Mr. Wang. Please wait one moment while I check our reservation list. That's Mr. David Wang from Beijing.
Yes, it is.
Can I see your passport, please?
Here you are.
Mr. Wang, everything's okay. Your booking's from today through Friday. Single room. Your room number is 505. Here's your key.
Could you point me in the right direction?
Certainly, sir. The elevators are right across the lobby. Second floor to 15th are the elevators to the right.
来到酒店，首先要到前台去登记入住，就是 check in。那既然有 check in，那退房的时候就应该是 check out。 如果你事先预定了一个房间，就直接告诉前台服务生你的名字。
当你登记的时候呢，服务人员会需要你出示你的身份证明，比如护照、驾照之类的东西。另外在宾馆门口，门卫也会向你问候，还有行李工为你搬运行李。当然这些服务都是要付小费的，比如给行李工的小费至少要$1一包。如果门卫给你叫辆出租车，你也要付小费。
我们再来听一段关于酒店的对话。Now let's listen to another dialogue.
I'd like to check in, please.
Certainly. Do you have a reservation?
Yes. The name is Lawrence. Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence.
Here we are. For 5 nights. Could you fill in the registration card, please? I'll need your credit card.
All right.
Thank you. And here's your room key. Room 816.
Does that room have an ocean view?
No. The room with ocean view are $15 more per night. Your room overlooks the parking lot.
Well, we'd like a room with an ocean view, please.
I'm sorry. Those rooms are all taken.
在这段对话中，接待员要看 Richard 的信用卡，因为在登记的时候，即使你用现金付款，也要看你的信用卡，这是一道手续。
大家要注意，房间都订满了，怎么说呢？是Those rooms are all taken.